Blog Talk Radio.
My friends, to where the music never ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community, that's called poetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, do you, and nature and passion on Mondays. Dig into the Twisted Thoughts and Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesday morning, join us for Keeping It Brief, and then come back late that evening as we turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Selling Art with Richard and Neutron, and Double Helix with Aphasian and Dex. Friday, come fill my eyes with open poetry. And Saturday, split with Gray Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds with Daniel, and they bring a new Bad Company. And exploring aphasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m. Tuesday to Sunday mornings. Take a Walk on the Wild Side Tuesdays. Break on Through with Pam on Fridays. Sit in with Aphasia and Babbler as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And every other Sunday, join Arcana and Stelina as they delve into the darkness. Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. Good evening, Gene. Are you mutating already? You going to kick it off that way?
Son of a gun. Yes, I was. Two places. I lifted one on my phone and went, oh, maybe I am. I'm all right, Rice. And how are you tonight? Oh, God, it's going to be one of those days.
Well, it's fine. You went, you went all just about the whole show last week without doing it. Until you
see, I'm making up for it. I'm making up for it.
By starting it off that way, that's cool. At least we're being consistent on that idea, making it right.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, we got Pam on the line with us. So hello, Pam, and welcome to the party. How are
Glad
you?
Glad to be here. Hello, Gene. Hello, Rex. How's it going?
Hey, hey. All right.
So far, so good.
Awesome. I'm doing great. Looking forward to the poetry and the music. Good stuff.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yes. So yeah, Rex, so come on and tell us about this artist for this week.
Well, it's Tara Lynch, and there's not a whole lot out there. I was digging through my YouTube feed for some music, and that song that we just let off with, Badassery, came up, and it's a couple of months old. I said, okay, so I thought I'd check it out. So I listened to it, and listened, oh, shit, who the hell is this? So I dug into her her catalog, which is very small at this point in time, because she has basically only been out since, I think it's 2019, Evil Enough, her album came out, which is mostly music is off of that album, with I think Badassery is the new song that has just come out that she put out. Anyway, she's out in California. Don't know how long she's been out there or anything else much about it, because there isn't a whole lot out there. But apparently she's been playing guitar since she was 11. She says that's going on something like 35 years now. She just picked up the guitar her brother had, and she started playing with it. And he gave it to her. She said, oh, you're good. So she's a self-taught on guitar, drums, piano, and bass. But along the way, she got introduced to and has had the luxury of playing with and being taught by a number of people. She's been influenced by the likes of Vinnie Moore, Michael Schenker, Uli John Roth, Yngwie Malmsteen, Tony McAlpine, and other people like that. She's also gotten some tips and some how to play certain notes and holds, sustain and vibrato from Stevie Vai. Let's see what else. She got taught the whole of Yngwie Malmsteen's fourth album, which was, I don't know what that was, the Rising fourth album by Bjorn Englund. He taught her the whole album. He was the bass player for Yngwie Malmsteen back in the day. And he is also on that record that she's put out, and he keeps coming back every now and then to help her out with laying down some bass tracks for her other music. She's got Vinnie Appice in here as well. She's got a ton of people. Glenn Sobel's drummer for Alice Cooper. He just recently sat in and laid down a couple of tracks for her. And he's got all these guys, they're all playing for somebody else. So when they come to town, they drop in and lay down some music with everything on that album so far is all hers from top to bottom. The music is all hers. And she's just got all these fantastic people coming in, sitting in as almost session players, helping fill out the album for her. And then in turn, she helps them. Derek Sherinian, who produced four of the tracks on the album, also helped bring it to the next level and teach her more about piano. So she's pretty adept on everything. Shows no fear as far as the music goes. And she even dips herself into helping out other people. She's worked on Beyond the Labyrinth. Haven't heard that one, but She laid down some music for him and even did helped out with a video for him. So she's busy quite a bit. If she's not on the road, she's in a studio and helping out those who help her out. So she's pretty well-rounded, but there's, like I said, there is nothing out there. There's no pages for her. There's only little touches from some music magazines question and answer sessions out there. It's not really a whole lot. So outside of the fact that she plays lead guitar on the album, and she sparkles.
Hmm. Very cool. Sounds very like a self-made woman, for sure.
I think that thing you said, the whole album is based around things that have gone on in her life. So it's kind of a letting loose maybe some old demons and moving into new things.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Definitely sounds like it's going to be an interesting night. Lots of good poetry on the board. And, looking forward to it. And Pam, what do you have to add? Anything exciting?
Well, I just think it is so cool that Rex, ran across this musician, because I had never heard of her before. So thank you for that, Rex, for introducing me to somebody new who has some really just kick-ass heavy music. That's awesome. I look forward to seeing what she does and more of in the future.
There you go.
Yeah, that would be nice, considering there's not a whole lot out there yet except that one album and some music videos that she's done. So.
Yep. Well, I think she shows a lot of promise. We'll have to see where she is like a year from now and 5 years from now, and it'll be interesting to see where she makes it to.
If I take that conversation that she had with that metal magazine, she should be, if she picked it up at 11, she's doing it 35 years, she's probably 46, and that was a few years ago, so pushing 50 right now.
Wow.
But like I said, there's not a whole lot out there. I can't even actually look up anything about it at all, except a couple of magazine articles. And
yeah. What's the name of the metal magazine?
Oh, crap.
I'm sure I can find it by just looking up.
Yeah, it was Metal Exiles.
Okay. Not that I know a whole lot of metal magazines, but I thought maybe you might say the name of just the one or two I might know.
I think this was done in 2017, and she came out with Evil Enough in 2019.
Okay. Cool. Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out future-wise. And it beats the auto-tune crap that's so damn prevalent now. It's garbage. Don't like it. Yeah, the auto-tune. Hell, let's just auto-tune the voices, too. Yeah, that's where
right.
You get the separation where the music comes in. You don't auto-tune voices.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Gals and guys and guys and gals. Yeah, there's only three of us. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
And next week we're dipping back in time a little bit. We got Buffalo Springfield.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be an awesome
a little
show,
bit
too.
Of Stephen Stills and Neil Young back in the day.
There you go. I think that'll be a good one too, Rex.
There's a few songs in there that people have forgotten about over the years, considering both went on to did solo careers. Plus Cross was still with Nash and Young during the 70s. And then again, solo careers after that, then returns, and then more solo careers. A lot of those early tunes that are on that, there's some really good stuff in there. The stuff that we've forgotten about. And we're going back to 1960. They were only together for 2 years, 66 to 68.
Right,
and boy,
right.
Did they have some people over their places back in the day.
I think we should do another 1980s show, and we should have the song "Gonna Go Back in Time." Gonna go back in time.
Wow, Pam.
From Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh, Pam, I don't think I've ever heard you sing so willingly on the air. Good. Too good. Now step away from the bottle. I'm only kidding.
No, I don't want to.
Oh my God. Look out, Rex. I think it's going to get crazier from here. Oh my God. I have enough troubles and I'm sober. You behave yourself. No, I'm only kidding. Don't behave yourself. Have a good time.
There's some great stories coming out on next week's game.
Okay.
Because they had some time. Well, I guess we should kick things off with our first song.
Sounds good to me. Okay. And here we go. The first song is "Banished from My Kingdom." And here goes.
Hotel rider,
Yeah.
Okie dokie. And to go along with that, the first read of the night, Rex, I'm going to have you read this one by Liquid Mind Forever, and it's called Gone.
Whenever you're ready. Gone by Liquid Mind Forever. Flapping and fluttering, a butterfly of the night, painted and tainted, forever gone from my sight. Forever gone, forever gone, forever gone from my sight, painted butterfly, extinguished, burned by the light. Cheap talk and wine are confined to pantomime, supine, not sublime, a colossal waste of my time. You come on smile while you scatter the scene, no sunshine or rain or heartbreak in between. Be gone from my sight, Morphodidius of the night, painted and tainted, forever gone from my sight. Forever gone, forever gone, forever gone from my sight, painted butterfly, extinguished, burned by the light. A disco queen, envious, green, mean teen gone mad. It's sad, how bad, it's sad. Go out from this place, I'm sick and tired of being had. I've outgrown the need to bleed, no longer need exceed your bed. Be gone, be gone, be gone from my mind, once blind. You rented space in my mind, a Marcella, Marcel. Your love a farce, a tragedy, love pantomime, it's time. Forever, forever, wake up to dawn's irreversible sign. Flapping and fluttering to butterfly of the night, painted and tainted, forever gone from my sight. Forever gone, forever gone, forever gone from my sight, painted butterfly, extinguished, burned by the light. Forever, forever, you're gone from my sight. Forever, forever, I walk straight to the light. And poem. Something a little different from Liquid. Nice. All right, Pam.
Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. Yeah, I really liked this one. On a technical level, I thought the inner and end rhyme and the use of repetition gave it a very lyrical quality to where I could almost see it being put to some hard rock, heavy metal music. I liked how, to me, the main theme focused on the idea of refusing to let someone take over your thoughts, refusing to let them have control by constantly being in your mind when they're not even, you know, worthy of your time. I really like Be Gone From My Sight, Morphodidius of the Night, Painted and Tainted, Forever Gone From My Sight, Forever Gone, Forever Gone, Forever Gone From My Sight, Painted Butterfly, Extinguished, Burned by the Light. And, you know, the flapping and fluttering, a butterfly of the night, painted and tainted, forever gone from my sight. Like I said, the use of repetition, the use of repeating the, you know, be gone, has an almost meditative and almost like casting a spell type effect. And I like how the butterfly of the night can, you know, it almost speaks on the idea of the butterfly effect, but also on the idea of almost something of demonic quality. You know, I really like also the rhyme in cheap talk and wine, a confine of pantomime, supine, not sublime, a colossal waste of my time. And another really cool part, and there's so much to dig into this, but I have to give one more nod towards her use of Marcel Marceau, the famous mime, to bring his name in rather than just repeat the word mime, I thought was a really nice touch and definitely a hard-hitting right.
All right. Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, what about you?
Well, you know, this piece is a true Liquid Mind Forever piece. And, you know, it's not just laid out there all, you know, simple and you know, easy to interpret in some level. But I think it was very well done. I also feel like, you know, there's a lot going on here. Flapping and fluttering, butterfly of the night, painted and tainted, forever gone from my sight. Forever gone, forever gone, forever gone from my sight. Painted butterfly, extinguished, burned by the light. Forever, forever, you're gone from my sight. forever, forever, I walk straight to the light. You know, it's that typical, you know, moth to the flame kind of thing. And sometimes, you know, you see things, you know, but you can't help but step right into the fire yourself. Even though you know something is going to happen, as she said in the stanza above those last two lines, you know, you see it, but sometimes you just have to do it anyway because it's just where your mind leads you. And I find it very interesting and a really well-done piece. And, yeah, it is different for Deborah for sure. And a great read on that, too, by the way. That's just really nicely pulled together. So thanks, Deborah, for the great read for tonight. And thanks. Have a good day. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
I should drink.
Well, she did. She did keep her, like Pam said, the inline rhyming going and the thought to alliteration to follow. But it walks a different line and tone. Instead of being a little bit abstract, there is more on the abstract side. It's a touch abstract, but it talks the morphodidious, being that that beautiful, I think, subtropical butterfly that flits and flaps around. She opens up with that flapping and fluttering of butterfly at the night. So you get the impression that this is that or one of those guys that hits on everything, because she does that. Here we are. You come on smile while you scatter the scene. No sunshine or rain or heartache in between. Noting the reality of who and what he is, but also right in the middle, that fourth stanza, she drops in a disco queen, envious, green, mean, teen, gone mad. It's sad, how bad, it's sad. Go out from this place, I'm sick and tired of being had. I've outgrown the need to bleed. No longer need exceed your bad. So the idea, well, she also dropping in the idea of the bad boy, the one who's always got something going on, but all the women are gravitate to. He's the colorful rooster in the room, so to speak. But in this case, the colorful butterfly, because that a morphodidious is quite colorful in blues and lavenders. So it is that need. And then the idea of coming to terms with the fact that, hey, I'm a lot older now. I know your kind. Be gone. They're not worth the effort or the want either. I'll find what I need elsewhere and not in your, not within your light. So the idea of be gone from my sight, and the idea of forever, forever, I walk straight to the light. The idea of I've seen that light. I know where it goes. I'll walk to the one that I need to walk to. So, nicely done, Liquid. Thank you very much. That's a hell of a start.
Okay. Pam, I'm going to ask you to read the next one, and that's by Luke J.R., and it is called Noctambulist Noyad. I don't know exactly sure if I said it right, but it was close. Let me see. Back to the room. And whenever you're ready, Pam.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Thank you.
Noctambulist Noyade by Luke J.R. Left foot forwards, right foot back. I'm looking kind of innocent on this track with the chisels of my pack, wolves in the whistles, mist in the chisels. With great practice, I'll become a leader of a pack that's trying to breathe her. Walk the talk, talk the walk, free fall feet getting ahead of me. My mind is feeling blurry. I wished for a whistle, was given a thistle. Asked just for a little, I was given a pistol. Left foot forwards, right foot back. I'm looking kind of innocent on this track. With the chisels of my pack, wolves in the whistles, mist in the chisels. With greater practice, I don't care. I'll breathe the summer warm air. Walk the talk, talk the walk, free fall feet getting ahead of me, my mind within shoes of memory. Without a pairing, my shadow is faring. Wedding ring, I hear the birds sing. I wished for a whistle, was given a thistle, asked just for a little. I was given a pistol. Birds flew out in all directions. My world felt like projections onto a blurry blue sky with clouds that make me feel shy. birds flew out in all directions. My world felt like tiny projections. Beep! End poem.
Gregory Pan, thank you very much. And Jean, why don't we start with you? You got on mute.
He's mutating.
I was. Okay, what's that? Two times so far? Oh, my God.
Just two.
I can see it now. I say it out loud onto my mute button that you could tell I wasn't reading along with Pam because all of a sudden she went beep and I jumped out of my chair. What the hell was she doing? And I started laughing. Yeah, I thought, okay, Pam has totally lost it now. She pushed up away from the bottle. See, that's what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Too funny.
It was too funny.
Yeah, well, and I wasn't sure if that was supposed to be an answering machine beep or a car beep, and it was probably supposed to be a car, but I'm very limited in my beeping repertoire, so.
No, it's neither one of those. It's the sound of death.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I have no idea. I was guessing. But what an interesting piece by Luke J.R. This is also a little different than what he normally, what I've seen from Luke. Usually his stuff has a whole lot of alliteration and a lot of big words and a whole, it's just very dense reading. And this just seems a little bit lighter for him. But left foot toward the forward, right foot back. I'm looking kind of innocent on this track. With the tools of my pack, wolves in the whistle, mist in the chisel. With great practice, I don't care. I'll breathe the summer warm air. Walk the talk and talk the walk. Yeah, it just goes on. But I think it was well done. I think that it was clever, well written, and enjoyable. So thank you, Luke, for sharing with us. Well done. Mm-hmm.
Nice, thank you. All right, Dan, you got to read. How about you?
Yeah, that was a fun one to read. I felt like I had to slow myself down slightly just not to trip over some of the tongue-twisting lines and use of repetition. I loved it. Great rhyme and flow, awesome imagery, great play on words. I really like wolves in the whistles, mist in the chisels. With greater practice, I'll become a leader of the pack that's trying to breathe her. You know, all the way through, the lines are hard-hitting. I like how it speaks to me on the idea of the mass confusion of life and trying to walk that straight and narrow line, but also trying to reach for something higher, for something, more exciting. The idea of going towards the sky. And I didn't even think of the death beep until you said that, Rex. But, yeah, that makes sense. I was obviously going back to, the early 90s when we still had answering machines that, made that beeping noise. But I like how, left foot forwards, right foot back, makes you think of, dancing. I forget which is that like the waltz or no, that's not a waltz. That's something else. But anyways, it's
right,
kind of like very.
You put your right foot in, you put your left foot out. Do the hokey pokey.
the hokey pokey. Okay. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I could see that. The hokey pokey. But anyways, yeah, it does definitely make you think of dancing and. Let's see here. Wedding ring, I hear the bird sing. I wish for a whistle was given a thistle. Asked just for a little, I was given a pistol. You know, it almost feels like with the mention of the wedding rings and the dancing and, the everything that's going on, it's almost this idea of this guy viewing the last moments of his life, like how your life flashes before you, before the end of life. But it definitely an intriguing write all the way through and great wordplay.
I think you hit it on the last end of that because the title, Noctambulist Noyade, Sleepwalker Drowning. So it kind of gives you a lead, and that's where the beat comes in the back end, the final note to the extinguishing at that moment. Because everything else, as you said, it kind of hits on that notion of the imagery that rolls through your mind just before you do die. But it's all kind of what walks Stella. You know, that first stanza kind of hits on the note of youth. Wolves in the whistle, mists in the chisel, with greater practice, I'll become a leader of the pack that's trying to breathe her. So kind of a note to looking for that one to show your life with. And then that I go walk the talk, talk the walk, free fall, feet getting ahead of me, which kind of hits on that note again of left foot forward, right foot back, a little bit of hesitation, so to speak. And the free fall, you get that in dream imagery where you're supposed to wake up, but the wake up isn't coming because the line keeps going. Feeling a little blurry, wished for a whistle, was given a thistle, asked for just a little, I was given a pistol. Not quite sure where that was. It was just random imagery thrown in because that's how dreams work. And then again, he goes right back. I'm looking kind of innocent on this track. still looking to be, I'll breathe the summer warm air. Again, that note that the middle years of life, teenage into your 20s, so to speak. And then again, 3-4, feet getting ahead of me again, is that note to being driven into another bit of scenery. The back end kind of hits, there's almost a duality in the last stanza itself. Spirits flew out in all directions. My world felt like rejection. There's a note there to maybe being out on a bird hunt all of a sudden. Projected on the blurry blue sky with clouds that make me feel shy. Birds flew out in all directions. My world felt like tiny projections. That there would be your thought to the tiny projections, everything that rolls through your mind right before that beep does sound the end to that which actually, it's almost like the film being over at that point in time. You hear the flap, flap, flap of the film out of the projection. That's it, folks. All done. And yeah, that was different for Luke. So back to back, it's nice.
Right. Okay, guys. Next one I have is called Banished.
Ah, we got
no
Bill Bolden on the board.
I saw it. Hello, Bill, and how are you? Yes, absolutely. Okay. Gonna make an entrance. There you go. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Banished, No Free by Jenny the Deep. And I'm going to give that one a rate. So, like a tiger in the night I prowl. In your face, in anger, I growl. Banshee screams echoing tonight. Nothing you say will make what you did right. You are the pot calling the kettle black. Feeling betrayed, it's me you attack. Sought out your honesty, true representation. All I received was your ghosting tension. Time to go our separate ways, as I let karma slap you in the face. A sisterhood once so strong, until things you did were just so wrong. Blood boiling, yet vengeance is futile. This tiger will roam alone, no matter how brutal. Banished from your heart and head, jealousy and hatred caused our love's death. End poem.
Great read, Gene. Nice. All right, Pam. We're coming.
Wow.
Soon.
Yeah, great read there, Gene. I have to say, I like the opening with this one. Like a tiger in the night, I prowl. In your face, in anger, I growl. It really fit the tone of the music and the song. I think, to be honest, that Jenny should have changed her all poetry picture just for this poem. Instead of the cute little blue baby tigers, she needed some sort of fierce, growling, you know, blood dripping from its fangs tiger. That would have been awesome. But, you know, great lines all the way through. I thought they were very emotive lines that spoke well on betrayal and knowing when it's time to walk away and just let karma throw the punches. There's no need for you to keep doing it, you know, and that's why I really like this all the way through, but especially time to go our separate ways as I let karma slap you in the face. Oh, sisterhood once so strong until things you did were just so wrong. You know, blood boiling, yet vengeance is futile. This tiger will roam alone no matter how brutal. You know, with some people, you're better off walking alone than with them by your side. So excellent write and very well done.
All right, thank you. And Jane, you got to read it. How about you?
You know, I thought it was a well expressed piece by Jenny. I like the rhyme. I like the meter of it. And I really enjoyed her opening stanza because I thought it was like a real, it really caught the reader's attention and led you into reading more of it. Like a tiger in the night I prowl, in your face in anger I growl. Banshee screams echoing tonight. Nothing you say will make what you did right. I thought it was just a great job. And, yeah, I think it really, it was just well put together and I liked it. And, you know, I thought it was a great take on the prompt. So nicely done, Jenny. And I have to agree with you, Pam. Had that been a big tiger picture of Jenny the Deep tonight, I think it would have just fit nicely. But,
yeah.
All right. It works. Yep. Very nice.
She reminded me of something that I had to go look it up. Do you remember The Tiger by William Blake? Tiger, burning dead in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And why thy heart began to beat? What dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer? What the chain? In that furnace was thy brain? What the anvil? What dead grasp? Dares deadly terrors clasp? When the thought threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the land make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. What immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry? But this whole thing kind of brought out that I forgot. It's been a long time since I read that. But this whole thing kind of works in that very same vein of betrayal, anger, and richness, so to speak. And I like that second stanza. You're the pot calling the kettle black, feeling betrayed, it's me you attack. Sought out your honesty, true representation. All I received was your ghost intention. Oof. And then to calm a slap in the face, a sisterhood once so strong until things you did were just so wrong. Well, that does tell quite the the tale of betrayal. And something hit hard, and it hit very heavily. And you can't undo that which was done, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Nicely done, Jeff.
No. Okay, guys. Well, that brings me to our next piece of music, which is called Sentiment. So here we go. Nice. Okay. Next write I have for that song is called Tainted Hearts by Betty Page. And I have an audio for that. So here we go. There's the link. There's the hat.
Tainted hearts, I crave your sweet love. Come caress my tainted heart. Fill me up, intoxicate me. Speak your commands, I will obey you. I desire you, and you alone I want. I'll sip from poetic lips. Taste your words, tattooing my soul, tainting me wicked. Seducing my wild side, riding me so viciously, as our hearts beat, merging as one. Fascinate me, love. Taint my heart infinite. You're my poison. I'm your cure. I'm your goddess. Your servant, true. End poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you for the sound clap. It is very much appreciated. And Jean, we're going to start with you. Maybe.
Wait a minute. Knew I was on mute. That's why you called on me first. I know it. But, you know, I think this is a great. I'm telling you, I swear to God, you must have a radar on me or something. As soon as I go on mute, boy, that's it. I thought this was a great take on the prompt by Betty. It was clever. It was, she was kind of thinking on both sides of this. Because I was reading her AN, it says she picked this song to do the poem about poison, glove, and antidote. And instead of two people using one another, as in the song, I wanted it to be a love song on each divine being, the tainted poison and the cure, both all in one. Reason being, I think love is both the poison and the cure. And, you know, I think there's a lot there. I think love is both the poison and the cure. That's profound to me, and I get it. But I think she really did a nice job with this. I desire you and you alone. I'll sip from poetic lips, taste your words, tattooing my soul. I really liked that. I thought that that was a great stanza there. You know, and then tainting me wicked, seducing my wild side, riding me so viciously as our hearts beat, merging as one. Yeah, I just think it was well done by Betty, and I think she accomplished what she set out to do. And, it was just good work. And a great audio, too, Betty. Thank you for sharing.
Nice. Thank you, Dean. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a wonderful read and write by Betty. I, too, really like the way that she took the prompt and got inspiration out of it, but made it her own by turning it into a love poem. You know, it's a beautiful, sensual write. And I really like on the end lines how she says, fascinate me, love, tame my heart infinite. You're my poison. I'm your cure. I'm your goddess, your servant, true. And I told her that was, you know, a great sensual, beautiful sensual write on being both the goddess and the servant in the name of love, which was fun to comment on because she said, thanks, it's definitely good to be both. And I have to agree with that. You know, it's always nice to play both sides of the coins and one night be the servant and one night be the goddess. But I really liked this all the way through. But besides the end lines, I really like the second stanza, especially the line that says, taste your words tattooing my souls. I thought there's such a wonderful mix of the use of the different senses there and the whole metaphor of just hearing somebody's voice and laying claim to your soul. And so just a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Well, the AN does say it all, but she did it in the piece too, because she separates it in two stanzas for one angle, two stanzas for the other angle, because she offers up front, come caress my tainted heart. Speak your commands, I will obey. And then I desire you and you alone I want. I'll sip from poetic lips, taste your words tattooing my soul. And then rolled into tainting me wicked, seducing my wild side. And then taint my heart infinite. You're my poison. I'm your cure. I'm your goddess and your servant blue. Servant true, rather. That was well placed there, doing it at a split and getting the point off, getting the point across, as well as offering up that note in your amen. Betty, thank you very much. Well done.
Okay. Well, Rex, that's going to bring it back to you. And we'll put a link to a piece by Jim Bellamy. And this is called For My Scars by Jim Bellamy. So whenever you're ready, Rex.
Okay. For My Scars by Jim Bellamy. Bore my scars and blew my soul last Newsday. I've got no one to burn, bore. Oh, let's start that again. Bore my scars and blew my soul last Newsday. I've got no one to burn. Bore my scars and blew my mind last Tuesday. I've got no one to spurn. Say the world was real. Say the world once lived. What then but feel a deal? What then but the living dead? Bore my scars and blew my soul last Newsday. I've got no one to burn and blew my mind last cruise day. I've got no one to spurn. Say the world once cared, say the earth once span. What then but stealer's glare? What then but hanging man? Bore my scars and bust my eye last Newsday. I've got no one to love. Bore my scars and blew my brain last Tuesday. I've got no Noah's dove. Say the world once sang, say the earth once bloomed. What then but stealer's band? What then but plated womb? Bore it all, saw nobody changing, couldn't give a damn for any. Bore it all, saw my birth deranging, couldn't give a damn for marrying. Say you once all gave, say you once all moved, say you once all gave, say the earth once grooved. Say it thrice over, say it seven under, say it thrice over, break away the thunder. Say it once mattered, how the child was named to lie. Say it once mattered, how Christ was born to die. Say the world once lived against its hatred. Say this earth once toppled while abated. Don't get the funky blues. Don't give me green suede shoes. Bore my scars, drove 10 cars, so all brains disregarded. Bore my scars, drove 10 cars, so all veins accosted. The endless dream is the eggshell thinker. The endless dream is the egg yolk spinster. Don't give me Bible news. Don't rend me semi-bore. Don't give me the Bible blues. Just shend away the doors. Don't give me eyes on empty. Don't lend me pistol wax. Don't give me eyes on empty. Just rend me Judas flax. Take the flax, wind it round, pierce the neck, name the sound. Bore my scars and bore it all too many times. Bore it all, broke my neck and smashed my spine. End poem. Wow. Sorry about the mess up on the back end of this, Jim. My apologies. All right, Pam.
Well, I have to say, awesome read there, Rex. Wow, this one, the wordplay, the hard-hitting lines, all the way through. Another one that has a great use of repetition, a very raw and edgy quality to it. I thought it spoke to me, like it had amazing imagery and metaphors, and it spoke to me on the games played and the scars born, a land of broken muses and religious laws. And I like how he keeps changing up the days from like Muse Day, almost the day that you think the muse is going to come, to Fuse Day, the day that the fuse blows, the day that you lost it, Cruise Day. I like Spieler's Lair, because it made me think of the German word Spiel, which means to play or to game or a game, which is where I kind of got the idea of the whole idea of the games people play. And then I really like My Scars Drove 10 Cars, so all brains discarded. Bore my scars, drove 10 cars, so all veins accosted. Endless dreams is the eggshell thinker. The endless dream is the egg yolk spinster. Don't give me Bible news. Don't send me rend me Semite laws, don't give me Bible dues, just shend away. It's almost like, you know, I feel like those lines kind of almost speak of someone who's spiraling head down into the deepest depths of, like, almost like, sin's the right word, but you feel like somebody is falling apart, whose whole life is falling apart. And at that time, what they need is not to be handed a bunch of laws, but, you know, because all that's going to do is crush them more. I thought this a great inner and end rhyme, a powerful rite. The whole idea of self-destruction helped along on its path by those who will maim somebody with the so-called laws. And so, excellent rite and very well done.
All right. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a good rite. Make sure I wasn't on the other side. It was a dense rite loaded with imagery and creative lines. I thought it was a great take on the prompt, and there were hard-hitting thoughts throughout, and I thought he did a nice job. So thank you, Jim, for sharing with us tonight. Well done.
Thank you, Jim. I do like the angle going into with the blew my soul last Tuesday, blew my mind last Tuesday, and then the cruise day. And that added a nice tonal flux to this, because it does, as Pam says, it does kind of walk that note to spiraling out of control. All of those promises made from this, that, or the other thing, because he's getting it from everybody. The thought of the muse, the mind, the fuse, the brain going off, the thought of religion in here too. Everybody's promised you all of this cake promises, and you get to eat it too. Yes, it's all a load of BS, because when you look at it, nobody's giving it. Say the world once lived against its hatred, say this earth once begged while abated. Don't give me the funky blues, don't give me the green suede shoes. For my scars, drove 10 cars, so all brains disregarded. For my scars, drove 10 cars, so all veins accosted. The endless dream is the eggshell thinker. The endless dream is the egg yolk spinster. Don't give me Bible news, semi-lore, Bible news, and shend away the doors. The idea of shend away the doors, it seems like too many doors are being closed as opposed to being open to the mind as opposed to food. So, nicely done, Jim. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys, that's going to bring me to the next musical piece called Unbreakable. And here goes.
Give me no reason why you hate me.
produced it for that album.
Yeah, absolutely. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Unstoppable by Jesna Sejan. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to give this one a read.
All right. Hold on just a moment. Sorry.
No problem.
I got to...
That didn't sound happy.
That did not sound happy. Let's see. Hopefully I can do this. All right. Unstoppable by Jesna Sejan. And it goes like this. It's been 3 decades of silence and insomnia. People keep rushing to stop me when I come from don't do, don't say, don't feel, no, no. It's time to stop their malady. Why should I listen when I should speak? Why should I cry when I need to scream? This cycle is insane. People are mean. You'll tell me to do this and that, but you don't. You lie to me. That's all fine, and we know now. No, no one can stop me. I am unstoppable, yeah. I am unstoppable, yeah. Whatever I do is never your concern. I am already broken, but what you say, no, there's nothing left to break anyway. No, 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 I'm beyond repair. No, 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 there's nothing left to spare. You'll tell me to do this and that, but you don't, you lie to me. That's all fine, and we know now, no, no one can stop me. Don't test me again. Let me live again. My way, my world, my time. Peace, peace, peace. You'll tell me to do this and that, but you don't, you lie to me. That's all fine, and we know now, no, no one can stop me. What's the world do with me? I'm just a peanut in a jar of nuts. You cannot find me again. Don't dig for me till life eats me. I am unstoppable, yeah. I am unstoppable, yeah. Whatever I do is never your concern. You'll tell me to do this and that, but you don't. You lie to me. That's all fine, and you know now, no, no one can stop me. Till life eats me, I am unstoppable, yeah. I am unstoppable, yeah. Whatever I do is never your concern. Yeah, yeah. You're right to go till life eats me. I am unstoppable. Yeah. Ow. I am unstoppable. Yeah. Ow. I am unstoppable. Yeah. Ow. Jeez. Okay. End call.
All right, Jean. Bring it on.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm liking Pam's ending lines here between beeping and ahas and all that. I mean, this is good, Pam. Nice job. I thought this was a good piece and a nice take on the prompt. You know, I am unstoppable and the song was unbreakable. I mean, no matter what goes on, you're not going to stop me. No matter what's been done in the past or how things have gone down, I'm standing up for myself and it's not going to happen again. And that's what I get from this piece. And I think that, you know, it was just well penned by Jesna. So great piece and thank you. And Pam, I was only joking. You really did a nice read of it. I just had to play around a little bit. You know, that's my job.
But I do keep giving the interesting ending. That's what people screaming and beeping.
I swear. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to not call in next time Pam is running the phones or running the poems, though, because God knows what she might give me so she can test my abilities. Just saying.
Yeah. I would have seemed louder, except for I was a little afraid of setting Happy off. So...
This is a good job. And thank you, Jesna, for sharing with us. Nice work.
Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam. You got to read it.
Yeah, This one was great. I like the attitude in it. I noticed Bill says, written in song format, sounds like it should be sung rather than read. And I just have to tell Bill he should be very, very thankful that he did not hear me sing. So, you know, count your blessings there, Bill. And but I like the attitude in this one. Desna does not hold back, and I like that. Another one that uses repetition well, hard-hitting emotive lines, gets really intense, especially at the end where she adds in the screaming and the repetition of yeah, yeah. It has a real heavy metal rock and roll feel. You know what it reminds me of? It makes me think of like Joan Jett type, you know, like it also fits the musician we're featuring tonight, but I really felt like those end lines and the I Am Unstoppable, yeah, had a whole Joan Jett and the Blackhearts type vibe to it, and I really liked that. I like how this speaks on wanting to be your own person, emotive and hard-hitting lines, speaking on being your own person and seeing your values and strengths, no matter what anyone else may say, no matter how much somebody else tries to demean you and belittle you, you know your own value. So great take on the prompt and very well done.
All right, thank you. I think Bill's right. I'll have to check the lyrics from the original, but it does start that way. It's been three decades of silence and insomnia. Kind of just the way the song starts out and picking up pace as she goes through. I did. There was a great line in there. I enjoyed. I'm just a peanut in a jar full of nuts. I thought that was a nice little touch of humor.
Yeah.
Kind of offers up the, you know, hey, you might not think much of me, but I'm no worse than the rest of y'all. We're all nuts, and that's just the way it is. But you're not stopping me because I just broke free of my shell, so to speak. Nicely done, Desna. We haven't seen Desna in quite a while either. So nicely come back. Thank you.
Okay, let me see now. Bear with me with this one. I'm going to give this a read. There we go. There's Pam's dancing for you. Now I know where I'm at. This is called No Walkover by Lockdown Larks. And this is how it goes. Try to walk in my shoes and climb into my heart. You don't pay your dues and be sure we will part. You can't walk over me. Those who try sing the blues. I'm owning my destiny. Play me and you'll lose. So why don't you come on inside? There's room enough for two. Souls with nothing to hide, the place for me and you. But don't try to walk over me. Those who do sing the blues. I'm owning my destiny. Play me and you'll lose. Will you walk this tightrope? Will you be the one to trust? If I place in you my hope, be sure it's win or bust. So don't try to walk over me. Those who do sing the blues. I'm owning my destiny. Play me and you'll lose. And home.
Great read, Gene. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Great read there, Gene. And, yeah, I like this one. Man, I tell you, your show tonight, the rights you are getting are all about quality. There's definitely something about this music. Of course, it's not surprising. It seems like a lot of times good music draws good rhyming poems. As always, Lockdown Larks has amazing rhyme and flow. It's an emotionally charged and heartfelt write. And I like how this is another one that speaks on strength, but it speaks on more of the idea of the strength to set limits and refuse to be walked all over, you know, setting that warning. But don't try to walk over me. Those who do sing the blues, I am owning my destiny. Play me and you'll lose. When you walk this tightrope, will you be the one to trust? If I place in my hope, be sure it's win or bust. Hey, isn't there some musician that you really like that has a song about walking on a tightrope? Who was that guy with like the blonde hair and the beard?
Leon Russell.
Yes, that's it. That's it. I could picture him in my head. I couldn't remember the name. Leon Russell moment there. You really walk this tightrope. Very cool. But yeah, I really like how this has a great lyrical quality, and it really is about then those limiting things. Hey, I'm not going to be walked all over. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. All right, Jean, you got the lead. How about you?
You know, I thought this again was another great piece. You know, I pulled these lyrics, these stanzas. Might as well be lyrics. Try to walk in my shoes and climb into my heart. You don't pay your dues and be sure we will part. You can't walk over me. Those who try sing the blues. I'm owning my destiny. Play me and you'll lose. I thought it was a great take on that prompt, you know, unbreakable. And, you know, and Jasmine said unstoppable. And this one is, you know, just don't try me. You know, I'm secure in who I am and how it's going to be. And it's just not going to work. You know, kind of like I've been down this road before and I know. I'm already set for it, and, you know, there's no getting around it. But I thought it was a great take on the prompt as well, and it was nice work. It was well-penned, and it does have a bit of a lyrical quality, Pam, but I wouldn't have a tune. If I had a tune, I couldn't follow it anyway. Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
I say from now on, Jean, I think every poem you read for the rest of the night should be sung.
Well, yes, and I think it should be a duet with you and I. Absolutely. And
we'll
and Rex, you can see him in the background. Yeah,
you
I
know what?
I'm
going to be like Laverne and Shirley.
How's that, Rex? Did they follow through good there? It doesn't matter.
I found my freedom.
Yeah, there you go. It doesn't matter. We can sing happy birthday, and that's a pretty common song, and still sound like we're a bunch of drunks down at the bar. It's just the way that the studio syncs up. Yeah, it doesn't work. We've tried it. Anyway, great job, Lockdown Larks, and thanks for sharing. I'm being quiet now.
I like this for the offer. It's open-ended. It doesn't speak to a singular thought. Societal angles, whether it's about religion or anything else, it speaks to the whole thing of being open and holding the trust that you want. So why don't you come on inside? There is room enough for two souls with nothing to hide. The place for me and you that can walk into a number of arenas and thoughts without placing a single value on one against the other. So. I like it on that level. Nicely done there, Lockdown. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. The next piece I'm going to play is called Cringeworthy. And let me hit the button.
We'll be right back.
Well, for that, I have a poem by Burnside called Smooth Violence, and actually, I'm going to give this one to you to read. Here we go, whenever you want.
Smooth Violence by Burnside. Entering sunglass, late event waves leaving, mirrored smile, picking salad tossed, then smeared, cave and carved smile, melting thoughts blessed. Salivating for the expectations, hunger on demand. Looking at his turquoise lens, rearview mirror, winking. Get a job, he curses, tequila headaches again. Daily headaches eased by painkiller's friend. Jumbling words with ideas, killing karma. Smiles deceitful, entranced reverence. Smooth violence, mind nothing less. thinking and poems. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. I really like this one for being a poem that's not super long. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it a brevity, but it's not super long. It really makes an impact. I thought it had great imagery and metaphors. It spoke to me with some of the lines on the idea of someone drowning in addiction, the idea of self-destruction in addiction, drugs, alcohol that, you know, destroys the mind and destroys the spirit. The title, Smooth Violence, makes me think of the title of the song, Smooth Criminal, Michael Jackson. Yeah, Michael Jackson. But I like this all the way through. Another one that's got great rhyme and flow, wonderful wordplay. This one also has a nice use of alliterations, especially with smiles, deceitful, entranced, reverence, smooth violence, minds, nothing less, thinking. I also like caved and carved smile, melting thoughts, less salivating for the expectations, hunger on demand, looking at his turquoise lens, rear view mirror, winking. It's smooth violence, just, I don't know. You know what it makes me think of? It actually makes me think of the idea of somebody looking in a mirror at the smooth surface of the mirror and then being so angry at what they see in their own reflection that they punch the mirror. But great lines all the way through, especially with get a job and curses, tequila, headaches. Again, daily headaches eased by painkillers, friend jumbling words with ideas, killing karma, smiles, deceitful, entranced, reverence. I just see the whole idea of self-destruction and going further and further down. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, what about you?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know. I look at smooth violence and I think of passive aggressive. Everything looks smooth on the surface, you know, but what really is going on underneath is really the issue at hand. And I know I didn't say that in the most perfect way, but, you know, caved and carved smile, melting thoughts, less salivating for the expectations, hunger on demand, looking at his turquoise lens, rearview mirror, winking. You know, it all looks good there, but then get a job, he curses, tequila's headache again. You know, and then it gets into the kind of the meat and potatoes of it in the second stanza. So I thought it was well put together and clever. And I hope it wasn't really that far off base, but one never knows with me. But I think you did a great job, Burnside. Thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's two lines that kind of stuck out to me. Cape and carved smile, melting thoughts less. And then the back end of this with a smooth violence, minds, nothing less. The idea of melting thoughts less as you get into that addictive angle where the mind kind of melts a bit. You do think less. You're taking out of the angle of everyday life and take a trip down whatever dark road you meld into. Now, the back end of this, smooth violence, minds, nothing less. I think the smooth violence there is what is happening to the mind itself. It's smoothing over because of the addiction, nothing less. And the sinking is that reverence, so to speak, of sinking into that world where everything does smooth out, so to speak, or supposedly. Don't know for sure. Always hate the needles, but it kind of walks that angle. So nicely done, Burnside. Thank you very much. And where would you like to go now, Jean?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Let me think about that for a second. the next piece I'm going to play is called Guitar Rises. So let me hit that button and get that started. And here we go.
good peace. All right, Jean. What do you
have? Here's the thing. I kind of mixed up. Well, I'm going to have to try and give this one a read. Because you just read one, and Pam's reading the next one. So, here we go, Silent Tree. Hold on to your hat.
Well, if you want, I'll read it. I got no problem.
Well, then you, well, okay, you go ahead and do that, because I don't want to mess it up, because it's a little longer, you know, more than
all
four
right.
lines, you know.
This is called Red Prism Trial by Silent Tree. Pyres bathed in artifice's eyes, insects pinned onto corkboard skies, ring seconds hum carapace wings, carrion birds danced at the, before the king. So welcome unto thy kingdom, harvester of peasant dreams, seed grains crow from sown sleep, an hourglass to turn the tides, taste of the wafer, drink of the wine. The flesh torn from perforated years, lay deep within the bowels of years, rust machines grind bones to sands, breathe the dust as barcodes scan. So welcome unto thy kingdom, turn the cogs and remain blind, the idle madness eats at you alive. Pull the levers, red prism child. Drink of the water, taste of the wine. The devil laid dinosaurs in desert pits. Rise up inside asphalt boneyard grits. Drink the crude perfume fossil mirage. Climb a ribcage woven wicker collage. So welcome unto my kingdom. Candles burn and effigies ignite. Wax shadows bent cedar smoke divides. Buried ashes sap orphan stars. Taste of the water, drink of the wine. Millstones chained to gasping throats, silence crawls of stone's nocturne notes, the epitaph sealed by granite whispers, the rawhide whips and leather blisters. So welcome unto thy kingdom, mesas baked by marble rains, naked plateau crags of cactus vultures, and scour hieroglyphic signs, drink of the water, the wine, and pump. All right, Pam.
All right. Well, first of all, great read there, Rex. And as always, an impressive write by Silent Tree. It's been so great to see them inspired over and over again by the show themes and contests and how they always bring their A game. I really like how the title Red Prism Child, with bringing in the color red and the prism, makes me think of fire, and then makes me think of a conversation I had on another show with, I think it was Kate, about how we were talking about how the color red has so many different meanings. Like it can mean, you know, like passion and love, but it can also mean like anger and hate. This is another one, great rhyme and flow, powerful imagery. I like how visceral she gets in this. I thought it spoke well, and it spoke to me on the idea of madness in a world gone mad, where history, well, life is, but especially history, is controlled by evil. Really intelligent lines. I especially liked the devil lay dinosaurs in desert pits, rise up inside asphalt boneyard grits, drink the crude perfume fossil mirage, climb a ribcage woven wicker collage. So welcome on to thy kingdom. Candles burn as effigies ignite. Wax shadows bent cedar smoke divides. Buried ashes, sap, orphan stars, taste of the wafer, drink of the wine. It just feels like the whole idea of the burning down the environment around you, people around you, destroying things around you in order to get your own way. And another part that really stood out to me was this, the flesh torn from perforated years lay deep within the bowels of years. Rust machines grind bones to sand, breathe the dust as barcodes scan. You know, the breathe the dust as barcode scan makes me think of the whole idea of the mark of the beast, and the idea of, being nothing more than a number to be tracked and categorized as the powers that be see fit. So I don't know if she meant it that way, but that's what it made me think of. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you? Oh, Jean, you got to unmutate.
Yeah. This is the night of the mute button. It is. It really is. This piece I thought was just fabulous. And Rex, your read of it was really wonderful. I mean, I think it brought out an intensity in the feelings that run throughout the piece itself. I love the repeat lines, drink of the water, taste of the wine. And then it was taste of the wafer and drink of the wine. Definitely had a real hard-hitting note on each one of those stanzas. But I think there was an incredible imagery that ran through this. And it was just very well pulled together. And I'm not even sure like where to go from there. But, you know, the flesh torn from perforated ears lay deep within the bowels of gears. Rust machines grind bones to sand, breathe the dust as barcodes scan. And then to welcome unto thy kingdom, turn the cogs and remain blind. Gentle madness, eat it you it was. Pull the levers, red prism child. Drink of the water, taste of the wine. It almost has, as I was reading that, it gave me like a, end of, how do I want to say it? Wow. It gave me a vibe of kind of like the end of days, like after an apocalypse, you know, and everyone's kind of fighting and struggling to make things happen. And there you are, and you're trying to keep things afloat, keep yourself afloat. And it just kind of gave me that kind of a sense in those words. I'm not sure why it is, but that's what it made me think of. And I just think it was really a very thought-provoking piece in some ways, and in other ways, it was just really a fabulous read. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Silent Tree. I really did like the piece a lot. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I do believe the word you're looking for is dystopian.
There you go.
This kind of has that between the title Red Prison Child and the opening of it, kind of has that notation to a Mad Max world.
Yes.
From the very first one. You get that art, because it opens up with pyres bathed neath an artificer's eyes, insects pinned on the corkboard skies, ring segments hum, carapace wings, carrion birds dance before the king. Kind of quiet notion to all the nastiness that's being invoked in the first place. And I do like the repeat stanzas. So welcome unto that kingdom, harvester of peasant dreams. But they're changed in each retelling. It goes from that into a welcome unto thy kingdom, turn the cogs and remain blind. The idle man that eats it too alive. Pull the levers, red prison child. Drink of the wafer, taste of the wine. I stole that as water, my fault. Oh, wait, that one is. Oh, they even changed that a bit. Okay. Wafer and water. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done. I thought it screwed up all the way through. But did those repeat stanzas and the change in them offer up a whole lot deeper thought to that dystopia born into the wax shadows, bent, the cedar smoke divides, buried ashes, sap orphan stars, taste of the wafer, drink of the wine. You're thrown into a madness, a chaos, and you don't know which end is up. The angle of taste, take of the wafer and taste the wine, or do you want to go that route again, or do you try and walk within the dystopia revealed that you're actually having forced to live in? But I think the idea of the drink of the water, taste of the wine, and the taste of the wafer and drink of the wine is that angle. There's a need of a return to something which is a bit more stable and gives one hope past the dystopia that one is dripping in. So nicely done, Simon. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. Now
right.
For the next piece I'm going to put up is Exit the Warrior. And here we go.
Todd Rundgren from way back in the day.
Are you on mute again, Jean?
Of course she is.
Of course. He's going for a record tonight.
I plead the fifth and it ain't nobody's darn business if I'm on mute. So enough of that. Jeez, now you're going to start picking on me together, double teaming me? I don't think so. Anyway, there's a poem that goes with that musical piece that is called The End of Days of Boils and Rot by Pam Wright. It's a nice, cheerful piece. So here we go.
It is, yes.
Yeah, especially with that title.
Yeah, right. All right. The end days of boils and rot. Displayed in these end days, people played and splayed, revealing wicked ways for the masses enraged in the cage. A warrior living her last moments in a page that circumvents and circumstances that have bled beyond the days of lost Lent. Broken body, broken mind, but still the axes keep on grinding, finding in the sand the demand of a land that cannot cope with the loss of hope, and the bodies are swinging from uncivil ropes. Leaders are leeching, the light is on dim. False prophets are preaching to wow on a whim. Evil is exposed within the harsh truth that stems from the pimping and soothsayer booths. Jack and Jill ran up the hill to get laid and paid, while the gods crossed bowed and giant cods to put their pieces on parade. There is no paradise, just a second coming of the flies that lure death, a final breath, the twisted plot, the treasured rot. The warrior's voice keeps yelling, hear the people falling from the steeple, creeping and peeping. The darkness is seeping towards those that are sleeping on cement roads of psyches cracked, turned black and stacked, burning pyres of hellish fires, tolling bells, souls to sell. The people are dying at wells that are drying. Devils rest upon the hypocrite's crest. A sign of the times is the crux and the chimes, lancing the boils that fester and toil, and festivals that spill with infection and oil. The rich man is richer, the poor man is dead. The holy man is choking on vinegar and bread. The warrior is offering a self-sacrifice, bones to be gnawed by the roaches and mice. Pray on the flesh and pray to the knife. The wounds sing a last song at the end of a life. There is no more hope, there is only the crime of a last living warrior in these last living times. End poem.
Gravy, Pam. Thank you very much. All right, Jean. Unmute and let loose.
Okay. Smart ass. Jeez. That's sad around here tonight. Pam, I just want to know what you really meant. My God, girl. You have, this is, geez, like, where do I begin? It's a fabulous write. It's a powerful write. There's a whole lot going on. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I could say the imagery was good. I don't know if it was good. It was well done imagery. I'm not so sure it was pretty, you know? But it was great. I mean, you always know how to pull your thoughts together in something like this, in a very strong, right, saying what it is that you, well, I don't know if you need to say, but I think it was a good take on the prompt. Let me put it that way. Poor Jack and Jill. I don't know, but I don't think they expected to land in a poem like that. But where's the one I was looking for? God, I don't know. I was like listening, going, wow, and there she goes again. Because every time you hit another one, I was going, here she goes. Like devils rest upon the hypocrite's crest. A sign of the times is the crux in the chimes, lancing the boils that fester and toil, in festival that spill with infection and oil. The rich man is richer. The poor man is dead. The holy man is choking on vinegar and bread. And the warrior is offering a self-sacrifice, bones to be gnawed by the roaches and mice. Good God, girl, good God. I mean, honestly, if you were sitting and think about, like, each stanza, you would see an image in front of you just being painted as it goes along, you know. And the next stanza would start to erase the one, the vision before that and repaint it. So, I mean, I find that to be really incredible. And it might not be the prettiest picture that people want to look at, but sometimes you just got to look at these things. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think
Absolutely.
It was an excellent and well-expressed rate. So good work here, definitely. And thanks for sharing,
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank mm-hmm. you. Like you said, just a nice, cheerful piece.
Oh, absolutely. I've got to start with the last one because this starts with silence. And that one got a little lengthy in its piece, which was really good. And the title was changed to Red Prison Child, which kind of rolls in that dystopian angle. But this walks the back end of that very same piece. It's like these two are mirrored together perfectly on the back end of the show because of the where they went. Silent offers up that note to the reality born into, and Pam gives that reality in full depth and vigor, not to mention the note to evisceration and the loss of everything that walks through at the angle of hell. This is hell on earth, and you might as well enjoy it because you ain't getting nothing past this. You created it, you bled into it, you fed into it, and now it's come to reality. So, hey, like that says, there is no more hope. There is only the crime of a last living warrior in these last living times. And ain't that the bloody
You know, Rex, I got to say, it's funny that you put this in Silent Trees piece in the same category. Because as soon as you said it, I went, yep, that's it. The difference is, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, Pam, so don't take it that way. I think that Silent Trees is on one level, and Pam takes that same situation to like almost a back alley to where it's just darker. It's just a bit darker with a whole lot like stronger or incredible imagery. Like they're both great, but I think they're just two levels of the same kind of story. So I agree with you there. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, because the Silent gave us Mad Max. Pam took us to the Thunderdome.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, definitely. Definitely amazing. But excellent pieces for sure.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the inspiration, Rex.
The hell is show. Damn. Mm.
We don't have time for another piece.
Yes, unfortunately. I'll slip that in Friday. All right. Great show, Gene. Thank you for coming in to join us, Pam. And Silent, Bill, PM, Robbie, thank you for the boards. Very much appreciated. Great comments out there. Thank you very much. Next week, Buffalo Springfield, come on in for a bit of fun. And we'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Great show, Rex. Thanks, Pam. It was great having you here. Y'all stay out of trouble now. I know it's tough. Bye-bye.